Tuesday.
Hello.
It is Tuesday. It's Twilight Football Day.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, here on FNR Football Nation Radio. Dick DeBarno, Ned Gooden here. The best day of the week, Tuesday, is because we're on.
Yep.
Which means it's just pure fun, pure bedlam.
Pure fun.
Just great vibes.
We're looking good on camera too.
You know what's great as well, Ed? Yep. The fact is that, like, it is a Tuesday and we've come up with a new innovative way of sort of bringing people involved, not just with the Twitch.
Yeah.
But we have a new sort of camera setup, which we'll unveil throughout the show.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, I'm not going to throw producer Lucas under the bus just yet, but keep your toes ready.
Yes,
and sprung.
Look, Lucas is not. If Pakua was out there, would say Pakua, you're on your toes all the time because Pakua bullies us, so we need to bully her back.
Pakua would tell us, "How about you get on your toes?" And yeah. She's like, "Camera one." Oh,
yeah, and we'd be
jump to camera one.
We wouldn't even have any warning, and because Pakua is a salty Knicks fan. What more can you expect?
Oh, she's so angry.
She's very angry.
But you can't be that angry because she lost to the team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So.
Yeah, well, so did we. And I think that, you know what the funny part is about that is how excited. Like, she was full savage yesterday when Ben Simmons got eliminated. Like, straight up savage.
You know who also was savage?
Who?
Solar Power Co. They delivered, or still deliver, some of the best solar panel deals in Australia.
Well, the good thing is about Solar Panel Co. is they don't deal with basketball rings. They just dish. So if you're a Ben Simmons fan, you'll be a fan of Solar Panel Co. Really for you in general, if you're looking to get clean electricity, looking to get yourself some solar panels, make sure you head over to them. Ed, where can you find them?
Solarpowerco.com.au. And we've got a specific deal.
A specific deal?
That I'll be getting for you. It's a bit of a teaser because I don't have it in front of me as we speak.
But we'll get it up in the meantime.
But once I get it up, how about while I'm doing that, we talk a little bit of football admin?
Well, we shall, because it's been a very big day.
Mm.
I mean, there's a big talking point that sort of overrides, say, which we'll get into a little bit later, because that's not necessarily all admin, but it's more about just sort of the, you know, the overriding thing, especially in Australia. But let's get into some results. I mean, last night, Euros, tell you what, it was bloody exciting. Four games, you know, it's a shame we have no 11 p.m. kickoffs anymore. So if you're up at 2 a.m., and you were watching the first lot of games, it was Netherlands with a big win over North Macedonia. North Macedonia.
Massive win.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the end of Goran Pandev's international career. Announced his retirement from international football.
That's unfortunate.
Netherlands won the game 3-0. They topped the group. Go perfect. Ginny Wijnaldum with a double. It's three goals now this tournament. New PSG midfielder. And
that feels very weird to say.
Yeah, so two free agents scoring that have made two big free transfers this offseason. Memphis Depay obviously going to Barcelona. Barcelona. And the other game, Austria, you could say almost shocked the Ukraine, winning 1-0. They come second in the group. They'll now play Italy. Ukraine have to wait and see now if they're going to be one of the 30
It's a bit of a shame,
teams.
Isn't it, that Ukraine didn't make it?
Yeah, well, they were...
Because they were convinced. They looked really good against the Dutch.
Yeah.
Who'd they...
They beat Macedonia.
Beat North Macedonia, and then they just fall to Austria.
Yeah, but they got smashed. Like, if you look at all the stats, they got spanked.
Mm.
It was like they had no hope. David Alaba was brilliant. You know, it's good to see he's getting a bit of help now because it was sort of a one-man ship with David Alaba, you know, Marko Arnautovic and Sabitzer. It was Baumgartner that scored the goal for Austria.
You know what Baumgartner means?
No.
It's like mountain gardener.
So maybe he's from the mountains or maybe some family or something.
Is it tree?
Well, you tell me, mate. You've got the potential. Is that sort of a German last name, Baumgartner?
It's Austrian.
Austrian. But like, you know, descent.
What?
So it's an Austrian descent.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, they speak German. Oh, no, sorry, tree. Tree.
Tree.
So
tree
gardener. In Austria, they speak German.
So someone in his family, going way back, would have been someone who planted trees.
Likely.
And they're like, he's a Baumgartner.
He's a Baumgartner.
And then the 5 a.m. Games this morning, Belgium 2-0 win over Finland. Lucas Hradecky with an own goal, and Romelu Lukaku was brilliant. He had a goal disallowed, but he got one as well. Brilliant centre forward finish. Yeah. Belgium topped the group. And Denmark, I think everyone's second favourite team. I absolutely love the story of Denmark. You know, really have faced significant adversity this year. 4-1 win against Russia, which was just a win for the good guys. I mean, in Copenhagen, massive crowd. Mikkel Damsgaard gave him the lead. Then Poulsen. I don't know if you saw Andreas Christensen's absolute belter.
I didn't see it.
But if you want to pull it up in the meantime, I mean, this goal, the ball is still travelling up. It was hit so well, just... came in, edge of the box, whacked it full pelt, flew into the top corner. was just absolutely fantastic.
Bit of a pump. We are going to have to throw to a break, Nick DiBona, because we're having a bit of technical difficulties with the Twitch stream. It is lagging slightly, but we'll get that sorted out. Before we do go, I do have that special deal that we were talking about earlier with Solar Power Co., our major sponsor. If you are an FNR listener, you can go to Solar Power Co. and shop deals as little as $4,500 plus government rebates. Go to solarpowerco.com.au. Also get $500 off. Be quick, though. Off ends on the 30th of June.
We're back in a second here on Twilight Football. More Euros and a little bit of discussion as to where the A-League Grand Final might be. Stay tuned.